Despite the economic benefits of spillover, fishermen are often the toughest to convince that a marine reserve should be established. But there are many tangible socioeconomic benefits of establishing marine reserves. For one thing, marine reserves provide an insurance policy against fishery collapse by creating places where fish are able to abundantly reproduce. MPAs protect the ecosystem services provided by an intact marine ecosystem, like coastal protection and water filtration. Thus, marine reserves may reduce the risks associated with human activities in coastal regions. Second, marine reserves are more straightforward to manage. You simply designate an area as off-limits to fishing, rather than attempting to guess at suitable fishing quotas without adequate data. They are easier to enforce because their boundaries are set and can thus be guarded. This is easier and cheaper than trying to enforce complicated regulations out on the high seas. It's thought that if 20% of the ocean were off limits to fishing, world fish populations could be sustained into the foreseeable future. Lastly, marine reserves offer alternatives for income generation. Fishing is usually seasonal, and many fishermen are unemployed for the rest of the year. Marine reserves can provide employment opportunities in tourism, research, and management. These are powerful arguments that marine reserves make economic, not just ecological sense.